Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Representative Jeff Van Drew. Welcome in, Jeff. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Dom. How are you?
Well, very well. We had on the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, Scott Perry, who's voting against this. He was very level-headed, though, not like some firing at Kevin McCarthy on this. Give us what you see in this, and do you know how you're going to vote tonight?
I'm a no vote on this. And, you know, certainly the most difficult of times, obviously. You know, when you do bad things in the past, the excessive spending, the borrowing, the waste of money, it only cumes up and it makes it more difficult to correct. But we have to. You know, one of the things that so many of us talked about was tightening belts, spending more carefully, making sure to spend on American issues and not to waste money. So this is nothing, you know, against Kevin McCarthy, and he had an unbelievably difficult job ahead of him. And I know he's going to get, you know, definitely some Republican support and a lot of Democrat support, too. There's going to be support across the aisle for this. But my problem is just some of the changes that were made from the original bill that we put forward, which we thought was a good model and hope to maintain most of the basic structure of that bill. And, you know, very quickly, things like, you know, there are no caps on the debt ceiling now. So it could go up $4 billion $4 trillion instead of the $1.5 trillion that we had hoped for. We had said that people who were on Medicaid, who were single, who were healthy, who were not disabled, should actually work or at least volunteer and be involved somehow. And again, a lot of that was removed. There are some sections in there for TANF and some sections in there for SNAP, which are assistance plans and food plans. But the overall Medicaid, we really thought that this was an important issue. We also thought it was important since the president's 22 budget was so blown up that we wouldn't increase that we would stay with that and not support a new budget that he put forward that even has more money in it. And nevertheless, they weren't able to stick with the 22 budget, which is actually way too much spending in itself, but a somewhat of a compromise, and went to the new budget, which is the new 23 spending, which is even going to be greater. And then they said, well, after they spend even that greater amount, they're going to cut the following year. Well, that's great, but that's like saying I'm going to spend a whole lot more money on something, and then next year I'll cut some of that whole lot more that I spent. I'm going to cut some of that back. And I think that's disturbing. You know what really bothered me a lot? A bill that I was very supportive of, co-sponsor of, the IRS bill. We don't need 80-some thousand new IRS agents. We don't need to spend $80 billion on more funding for the IRS. We just need to have a more efficient IRS. And instead of clawing back that $80 billion, we got $1.4 billion.
Congressman, I wanted to interrupt on that one. I agree with you. The IRS was a major rallying cry. They're going to sig them on us, the middle class, et cetera, weaponized big time. So here's the question. Yep. Now, you're actually in there. You're a sharp guy on this. What do you think happened then with McCarthy? You have people like Gingrich, Massey, looks like a yes vote here. They're saying it gets us back to regular order. I hear your complaints. The IRS is a huge one with us and our listeners. What the heck happened here then that they're going down this path where we might see almost as many Democrats vote for it as Republicans?
Oh, absolutely. The Democrats are giddy. So, I mean, most of them. There may be some progressives that are
right,
not, but they've been, they're very supportive of it, and it will pass. It will pass. There's not going to be a default. I just have to be true to what I've said, what I told my voters, what my voters believe. If you want to come to my office and sit down and hear the things that people are saying when they call and email, you can. And I've always believed that. You know, let me just say one thing. The Inflation Reduction Act is another one. Really hoping for a clawback on that. Billions of dollars of subsidy. Guess what it's for? A lot of it for wind. And it wasn't taken out. It's in there. I'm not voting for a bill right off the bat that subsidizes wealthy companies, wealthy billionaire companies, to get even more subsidies from taxpayers. So real quick, we don't want the wind, but we're taking our tax dollars to subsidize those companies, foreign countries, that are going to shove the wind down our throat. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, look, I'm starting to see, you know, where your position turned. Jeff, you could not have voted for that on the wind thing, given you're our force, you're our face. I saw you at the protest, et cetera. You've been on this second to none, protecting the Jersey Shore. Right there, that is something that can't go down. So let me hit you with the other question. Now, what do you make of the argument, though? What else could he do in this? Otherwise, we might have had default. You just don't think that would happen? Or do you think if it did happen, so what?
Well, no, I don't think if it happens, so what. But by the way, that's always a nasty business, too. Do you know how many years we've been just hobbling along, increasing our debt service, doing basically what the Democrats want? Because they say, oh, and it is a boogeyman. It's dangerous. But the boogeyman defaults out there. You don't do what we want,
right?
Then we're just going to default, and you can't do that. So it's basically, what choice do you have? It's almost like, well, McCarthy will say, and I understand that, and I respect him, and I know, again, that he tried to work hard on it, but that, well, we had no choice but default, and we hear that over and over again, but we also hear over and over again, we're going to tighten our belts, and we're going to do a lot better. In some areas, this does a little better. It doesn't do as good as they're saying, and in a lot of areas it's lacking. And all I can know is I'm responsible for my personal vote and my constituents and doing what's right. And by the way, you're going to see the spending go up anyhow because there are waivers in a lot of these different initiatives that they've taken. And those waivers mean that a regulatory agency where someone can actually – breakthrough and not stick with any cap that was put in or any cut mm-hmm. that was put in. I don't think it's going to be as good as people think. I wish we would have fought harder if it was even to the last minute. And of course, what's the last minute? This is a game of numbers, you know. The last minute a few weeks ago was in a few days. The last minute now is the first. I mean, we keep changing what the last minute is, and that you can't do anything beyond that, and we'll default. And by the way, just so people know, I'm not for default, but so that they know, Social Security and Medicare are separate funds and would have not defaulted.
Exactly. Now,
I don't know. Well, you know, I mean, you got to almost go to bed at night. I say to my constituents, hey, what would you do? You know?
You know what? If you're saying to me, if you're inside it, though, and when you mentioned your pledge on things like the wind, et cetera, and all that, I lean toward a no vote on this, but it's not like a hell no. You know what I mean? I understand the position McCarthy's in. Now, are you hearing, and we're starting to hear rumors, let's get rid of McCarthy. Are Republicans feeling that? Are you hearing that?
I don't think the majority are. I'm not supportive of that. And, you know, there are many, many other issues that have to be taken care of. So everybody doesn't vote the same way on every bill every time. And people have to know that. If they did, then there'd be something really wrong with our system. And there's a lot wrong with it already. But
right.
This is political quicksand. The whole thing, it just stinks. And it's because we didn't do what we should have done for years. And it cumes up, like I said.
Exactly.
And now we're told, well, either.
Right.
And by the way, we're afraid of defaulting. Let me tell you something. We keep spending. I mean this. We keep spending the way we're spending. We keep borrowing and printing money the way we are. We're going to default anyhow.
That's a great point.
I
wanted to turn to Jeff Van Drew with us, Congressman, to another wrinkle. You mentioned the wind farms, how much of that's in here. We're seeing, and this isn't Jaws or anything, but you know this better than anybody, we're seeing the shark attack on that girl from Stone Harbor, sightings, this 500-pound shark or more off Ocean City. Further north in Jersey, we're seeing this. And I think it's a common sense theory. Maybe they're coming in closer because of a couple things, one of which could have been more to feed on of whales that are disoriented or dead and dolphins and things of that nature. This is a new twist on this.
Yeah, it is a new twist. And see, you know what's important about this? A few words that I'm going to utter right now. They don't know. And the bottom line is they are doing something in massive proportions, millions of acres, eventually thousands of wind turbines, and there's so much they don't know. They don't know what they're going to do with the blades that are not recyclable. They don't know how it's going to react to hurricanes because they don't get hurricanes in nor'easters in Europe. They don't know, what it's going to do to tourism, which hurts the building industry and the realtors industry. They don't know what it's doing to our natural life under the sea and to our environment under the sea. They don't know. And when you don't know, you don't do something stupid and harmful.
Without a doubt. What's the next step then? Is there a next step, do you think? The protests the other day, people are on this. They certainly are. Even in a place like Jersey, I think the tide is turning. What does Jeff Van Drew say? What's next?
Dom, I don't know if you saw the polling, but people, I was open-minded to wind. I'm not just anti-something. And then I read, and I looked, and I listened, and I found out. And the dimension of literally the project is what really killed me. This is about making money. This isn't about saving the environment. By the way, your utility fees are going to go up. There's going to be a lot of lawsuits. Cape May County is involved. Long Beach Township is involved. Long Beach Island, rather, is involved. Rota, which is a fishing group, is involved. And others. So there's going to be lawsuits. We're still going to have rallies. We're still going to have hearings. We're going to do everything we can. I mean, in plain English, you know me, I'm a little rough around the edges of sometimes, but Biden and Murphy screwed us. I mean, they really did. They should have done a pilot program, see how it would work. There's no need to rush into something like this where we're going to cause a lot more harm than good. By the way, you know, all these, you know, negative aspects of this we push on ourselves. China's still building coal plants. India's still producing. We're not the carbon producers of the globe. It's
exactly.
China and India and the Middle East and other countries. We have clean fuel. Natural gas still has a place. It's a very clean energy. So how about we have a basket of energy? How about we start talking about small nuclear, clean nuclear, safe nuclear that has zero carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. And look, they're just not doing due deference to what is arguably, I'm trying to think of this entire area, the number one natural resource that we all love, down the shore, that expression that people look forward to. Fooling around with that in totality is not something you do without the gravest and smallest steps toward that. And they're just rolling the dice on something that big.
Exactly. And, you know, look, I'm consistent. I'll say there's a place for natural gas. There's still going to be a place for oil. All this change isn't going to happen instantly. We can't destroy ourselves and our economy in the process. But when it was put forward, they were toying with the idea, which wouldn't have worked anyhow. We don't have oil offshore, but of having rigs offshore of New Jersey. I was right out there protesting that, too. I was right out there rallying against that as well. We want to keep our Jersey Shore as a special place for everybody, not only in Jersey, but in Pennsylvania and in other states. We get people from everywhere. It's a beautiful and special place. And my God, I am so disappointed. And I disagree with the governor on just about everything and the president. But this is really hurtful. They haven't even looked into it. Or if they have, then they're just not good guys.
Exactly.
If you look into it, you know that it's bad. So well, how could I vote for a bill that not only increases the amount of debt and allows the debt to go a lot higher, the debt ceiling, than originally we ever anticipated, and a lot of issues, and does nothing but still allows the IRA, which is the name of a bill, supposedly the Inflation Reduction Act, to subsidize wind?
Thank you for that nugget today, and thank you. Glad that you're in this fight, though, that you're the force in front of it. Thanks very much, Congressman, as always, for checking in.
Dom, I appreciate you. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.